This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Litchfield, the higher seed, they will be in the home white uniforms tonight, trimmed out in the purple. Panthers in purple lettering across the front. For Vandalia, Road red uniforms trimmed in the white. Vandals in white lettering across the front. And it is Bowden and Stewart to jump, and Vandalia will get it to start. Litchfield in a 2-3 zone piece. That pass is tipped by Luttrell, picked up off the floor by Bowden, and a turnover to start the ball game tonight. And then Litchfield throws the ball away up the floor. That was an unforced turnover there as the Panthers give it right back. There was no pressure in the backcourt. Litchfield just threw it right out of bounds. Back into the hands of Vandy. Bailey Stewart, right side of the key to McKinney on the left wing. Now down on the block it goes to Miller. They move the basketball. Foul line shot for Kern. No good. Offensive putback is short for Miller. And the rebound down to Litchfield. Here comes Luttrell. Lizzie into the front court. Top of the key to Carson Jackson. Jackson back to Luttrell. 40 seconds gone by opening quarter. Lizzie on the curl finds Sinyon wearing the face mask to protect against the broken nose. And she turns it over. She was falling out of bounds. Second Litchfield turnover already. We haven't even played a minute. On the right wing, the Vandals with Stewart. She's cut off the baseline in that zone piece for Litchfield. Here's a left wing three for McKinney. Left it short. Rebound is tapped back by Bowden. Out of bounds off of Vandalia. It'll be Litchfield ball. The Greenville Comets await the winner. An amazing season for Greenville, but they did not even win the powerful South Central Conference. The one game they lost was to Hillsboro, who ran all nine games off the table in the South Central and finished perfect in the league. That is remarkable for Greenville. You lose one game all year, and it costs you the conference championship. Between the circles with Jackson on the right wing to Sinyon. On the curl finds Carson, rejected by Bailey Stewart. I've mentioned it before, and since we're here at Staunton, it's fitting to mention again that in 1993, when the Bulldogs won the state championship, the last true Cinderella the state will ever have, as it was in a two-class system, they did not win the Macoupin County Tournament that year. Verdon beat him as Litchfield turns it over for the third time. Verdon won the county. Staunton won the state. And with Greenville having the season they had, they could very well wind up at Redbird Arena, not even have won their conference. A three ball from Stewart was short. Luttrell the other way. Layup is off the mark, no good. And the rebound down to Vandy and Megan Kern. We played 2 minutes, still no score. Litchfield and Vandalia. High post feed to Kern. Dumps it down on the left block. Counted and the foul for Samantha Miller. Nice find from Kern. And Vandy on the board first. The foul goes on Greta Fleming. That is her first, team's first. And the 5'9 junior, Miller at the line. Toss good. Three-point play for Vandalia as they fall back into their half court. Man-to-man. Jackson comes across the timeline. Leaves it between the circles for Fleming. On the left wing to Sinyon. Finds Jackson on the curl, and she is bumped and fouled. First team foul on Vandalia. They will get Samantha Miller on the personal. Baseline out of bounds for the Purple Panthers. Sinyon. Looking. Gets it into your corner to Luttrell. Poked out, and that will head down the stairs here at Staunton. So Lizzie will go retrieve the basketball. Four different sets of stairs. The basketball can sneak down here in this gymnasium. They got entrances to the locker rooms on all four ends of the court. Sideline trigger, and it goes to Carson Jackson. Carson, the 5'6 junior, handles out front, leaves it for Fleming at the volleyball spike line. To Sinyon, her pass is tipped right back to her, and Litchfield maintains. Luttrell, high above her head, surveys the floor. Now she'll put it on the floor once, picked it up, leaves it back for Jackson. Right back into the hands of Lizzie. Top of the key to Greta Fleming, checked by Miller in the Vandalia man-to-man. Luttrell on the right wing. One of the posts wasn't there. Jackson now comes towards the basketball, but she's not open. Across the floor to Greta Fleming. 5-10 first quarter. 3-0 Vandalia leads. Luttrell puts it on the deck, cut off that baseline nicely by Miller. Skip pass across the floor to Fleming. A runner, hard of the lane, good for Greta Fleming. She hits it from about 7 feet out, and Litchfield's on the board 3-2 Vandy, 4:50 for the opening quarter. Here in this quarterfinal regional game, it's Staunton High School. Three ball, McNary, no hesitation, off the mark, and the rebound down to Luttrell. Lizzie quickly into the front court for the Purple Panthers. Top of the key to Fleming. On the block to Sinyon. Tough pass saved by Bowden, but she cannot keep it in play. And that will be turnover number 4 on Litchfield. Substitution for the Purple Panthers. Becky Painter will check in. 5'7 sophomore replacing Emily Sinyon. Luttrell and Jackson on the top of that 2-3 zone piece for the Purple Panthers. On the right wing with Bailey Stewart for the Vandals. Here's McNary. High post feed to Kern. Down on the block to Stewart, and as she attacks, she bounces it off her knee out of bounds. Second Vandalia turnover. Back to Litchfield it goes. 4:18 for the opening quarter. These two teams played back in early December at Vandalia, 53-44. Litchfield won it, but that's ages ago. Down to Painter, and she's fouled. Nice entry pass from Luttrell, and Becky will have free throws. Basketball season is so long. When you played a team in either late November or early December, odds are not the same team that you saw then, and you're probably not the same team you were that night either. As Painter knocks home the first toss, tied at 3. Staunton and South Fork next here on FM 106 as Becky Painter gets both free throws, and Litchfield has their first lead at 4-3, halfway through the opening quarter. Caitlin McKinney quickly into the front court. Ball is poked away. Painter in a race in the backcourt. McKinney will get there first. Now she's trapped in the corner. She's in trouble, and Michelle McNary gets the timeout. 3:55 for the opening quarter. Litchfield 4, Vandalia 3. You're listening to the 2A regional quarterfinal from Staunton. We're back following these messages. Following the timeout, Vandalia will bring the basketball into the front court. On the left wing with Lainey McNary. On the block, double-teamed immediately is Miller. She's able to bounce out of trouble, leaves it for McNary. Left wing triple, way too strong, and the rebound down to Carson Jackson for Litchfield. Here come the Purple Panthers. Painter, lead pass to Luttrell. Lizzie, top of the key to Carson Jackson. Man-to-man for Vandalia. Luttrell on the right wing. Top of the key to Fleming. Painter holds left side of the key across the floor to Greta. Fleming, diagonal pass down on the block to Luttrell. Back to Painter, back to Lizzie. Crisp ball moving here. Jackson over on the wing to Fleming. On the right block to Bowden. Good defense in there by Kern to come up with the steal as she got around the post player that time. Forces the fifth Litchfield turnover. Bowden didn't seal her off. Here's a long two. Good off the right elbow for Bailey Stewart. Bailey's first bucket. And the Vandals back in front, 5-4, 2:45 for the opening quarter. Litchfield turns it over again. That pass was too tall for Painter, and she couldn't handle it. Picked up by the Vandals on the far sideline. Here comes Stewart. Leaves it for McNary. Lainey stops from the foul line off the other side of the backboard, and the rebound down to Fleming for Litchfield. 2:25, opening quarter. Luttrell into the front court. Lizzie. Drives the baseline all the way underneath the hoop. Out to Painter. Becky. That pass is tipped, but Painter able to corral it. Leaves it for Fleming. Greta dribble drive rejected by Megan Kern. Kern at 6'1". The flat rejection there. And the rebound down to the Vandals. Into the hands of Bailey Stewart way out on the right wing. Top of the key to Caitlin McKinney. High post feed to Kern. She will turn, face. Ball stripped. Picked up off the floor by Fleming. Third Vandal turnover. 110 seconds opening quarter. Carson Jackson handling out between the circles. Bounce pass on the left wing to Becky Painter. On the block, Luttrell wide open off the window. Oh, she missed it. And the rebound tapped back to Megan Kern. Point blank look for Lizzie. Couldn't put it home. Might have rushed it just a skosh. Into the hands of Stewart now. Vandalia will slow it up and set the offense with Caitlin McKinney. Bounce pass right wing to Bailey Stewart. Bailey. Into the hands of Kern out of that volleyball spike line. Off to Samantha Miller in the left corner to McKinney. Good ball movement here. They lob it down, and Kern is blocked out of bounds. It'll stay with Vandalia as Miller was able to lob it down to Megan Kern. A good defense by Litchfield on the denial. Substitution for the Vandals. Alicia Swain has checked in, a 5'8 junior. Megan Kern will take a seat. Also in is Madison Hill, a 5'9 sophomore, replacing McNary. And then Vandalia turns it over on the inbounds. Their fourth turnover. Substitution to the table for Litchfield. That will be Kara Pinch checking in, a 5'11 sophomore, replacing Luttrell. 70 seconds, first quarter. 5-4, Vandals lead. Litchfield has the basketball. Jackson, bounce pass to Painter, left side of the key. Jackie Painter wanted the post to Bowden. It was cut off. Into the hands of Sinyon, who's back on the floor. Finds Jackson on the slash. Her pass is tipped, initially stolen, and taken right back by Pence. Here's Bowden. She has the ball jarred loose, but Painter able to retrieve it in the right corner. Here's Carson Jackson. 4-3, missed it badly. Rebound down to Painter. It's jarred loose, but Becky gets it back. Into the hands of Jackson now. 35 seconds for the quarter. Lob pass down to Pence. Off the window, it's good on the find from Jackson. 6-5 Litchfield. Half a minute for the opening quarter. Painter went for the steal, deflects it out of bounds, and it will stay with Vandalia. 26.1 seconds for the first quarter. Sideline trigger for the Vandals. McKinney gets it in to Madison Hill. Painter again knocks it out of bounds. Ball winds up basically in the same spot it did the last time. Kern and McNary back for the Vandals. As taking a seat will be Miller. And also coming out is Bailey Stewart. 6-5, Litchfield leads. Vandalia can hold for the final shot here. Painter again knocks it out. Same pass three times in a row, and all three times Becky Painter's deflected it out. She almost got the clean steal that time. For Vandalia, you might want to try something else or maybe utilize a ball fake. Painter really jumping that passing lane. 13 seconds for the opening quarter. Here's McKinney to the foul line to Kern. Dumps it down underneath, looking for Swain. Turned over, fifth Vandal turnover. And then again, Litchfield turns it over. Coming up the floor, the outlet pass went awry. Seventh Panther turnover. Those are the types of turnovers you cannot have. Three ball, McNary left it short. Rebound tapped around. Kern has it, and she traveled with 0.4 of a second to play in the quarter. Sixth Vandalia turnover. Litchfield will just have to catch and heave. Jackson will not even let it go. After the first quarter, it is Litchfield 6, Vandalia 5. You're listening to the Class 2A Regional Quarterfinal from Staunton on WSMI. Tim Eyes back here at Staunton High School. Regional Quarterfinal has completed one quarter. Litchfield leading Vandalia 6-5, and the Purple Panthers get the basketball to start the second. Jackson's pass is tipped and stolen, their eighth turnover. Into the front court comes Madison Hill, off to McNary. Right side of the floor now to Bailey Stewart, who's back on the floor for the Vandals. She puts it on the floor, cut off, leaves it for McNary. Litchfield in that 2-3 zone. Madison Hill, that's kicked out of there by Carson Jackson. Good distance on that kick for Jackson. Wound up down at the Vandalia bench. Kara Pence is out, Carly Bowden back in for Litchfield. Panthers have Jackson, Luttrell, Painter, Sinyon, and Bowden on the floor. Across the floor for the Vandals, McNary. That pass is tipped and stolen. The Vandals, seventh turnover. Here comes Luttrell into the right corner. Finds Painter. Open, 4-3, missed it short. Rebound is off of Sinyon out of bounds. It'll be Vandalia basketball. The Vandals have on the floor Hill, McNary, Miller, Kern, and Swain. 7 minutes for the first half. 6-5, Litchfield leads. On the right block to Megan Kern. She will turn and face. She's doubled. Kicks out. Open three ball is buried for Bailey Stewart. Good basketball there as Kern drew the double. And then she found the open shooter. Stewart has 5, and Vandalia leads 8-6. Out front with Carson Jackson. Carson being checked by McNary in the Vandal man-to-man defense. Luttrell on the right wing. Lizzie high above her head. Dangerous pass, almost stolen, but Painter able to corral it. Now she throws it away. That's the third time Litchfield has just flat thrown it away. Ninth turnover on the Purple Panthers. Painter did a good job to get that basketball back, and then she was in a little bit of a rush, and she just threw it out of the reach of Carson Jackson on the left wing. 6:20, first half. 8-6, Vandals lead. Baseline jump shot is good for Madison Hill. Madison's first bucket. 10-6 Vandals, their biggest lead of the night. 6:05 first half. Staunton and South Fork coming up next here on FM 106. Winner of this game gets Greenville. The winner of Staunton-South Fork gets Alton Marquette. Those semifinals will be played on Wednesday. Another turnover for Litchfield, their 10th already. McNary quickly in the front court. Off to Hill in the left corner. Back to McNary. Return pass to Madison Hill. That pass is tipped on the floor, and Latrell picks it up. Eighth Vandy turnover. Into the front court quickly come the Panthers. Jackson, skip pass to Latrell. Sinyon has post position, but then the pass is thrown way too hard off of Emily's left hand out of bounds. 11th turnover on the Panthers. Greta Fleming returns for Litchfield. Emily Sinyon will take a seat. Here comes McKinney. Off to Stewart. Back to McKinney. Down low. High off the window. Actually goes over the backboard as Miller's shot, but I think she was fouled. She was. There's high off the window, and then there was that attempt as it went right over the backboard. The foul on Becky Painter, her first. Team's second. Free throw is no good for Samantha Miller. Miller has 3 points, the 5'9 junior. Looking to give Vandalia a 5-point lead with 5:18 for the first half. Toss good. 4 for Samantha, 11-6 Vandalia. They've outscored Litchfield 6-0 here in the quarter. 5:10 for the first half. Latrell on the right wing. Lizzie. Checked over there by Miller. Puts it on the deck, drives the baseline, and she's blocked and fouled by Samantha Miller. That'll be the second personal on Miller, third team foul on Vandalia. Baseline out of bounds. And before that, Rob Corso wants a timeout. 5:04 for the first half in this regional quarterfinal at Staunton. Vandalia leads Litchfield 11-6. We'll come back following these messages on WSMI. Off the out-of-bounds, they get it into Fleming on the curl. Her shot is rejected, but then Litchfield able to pick up the loose ball, and they will reset the offense. Painter on the left wing. Finds Latrell on the curl. Lizzie bounces middle of the lane. Her pass out, tipped, stolen, and now a foul on, I think, Litchfield. It is 12th turnover on the Purple Panthers. Second personal foul on Becky Painter. On the right wing, Bailey Stewart for the Vandals. Leaves it off for Kern. Out at that volleyball spike line into the hands of Miller. On the left wing with McKinney. Here's McNary for three. Left it short. Offensive rebound to Stewart and Vandalia. And then she's fouled. Fourth foul on Litchfield. And let's see who they get on the personal. It'll be Lizzie Latrell, her first. A Vandal at each corner of the lane for the baseline trigger. Bailey Stewart will lob out to Caitlin McKinney. Back to Stewart in the left corner. Puts it on the floor. Now kicks back to McKinney. Right back to Stewart. Little fake. Gets to the foul line. Picks up the dribble. Finds McNary. Laney brings it across the head of the key. Now on the block to Kern. Draws the double. Leaves it off, and the bucket is good for Samantha Miller. She has 6. A nice find from Megan Kern as Litchfield's coming with that double on Kern. And then Megan, a willing passer. 13-6 Vandals halfway through the second quarter. Becky Painter on the left wing. Top of the key to Greta Fleming. Fleming on the right wing with Carson Jackson. Jackson. Spins away from McNary on the baseline to Latrell. Nice little ball fake. Try to bounce pass across the lane looking for Bowden. Deflected out by the Vandals. It'll stay with Litchfield. 3:38 first half. Kara Pence back on the floor for Litchfield. And Carly Bowden returns as well. Sinyon gets it into Jackson. Carson into the hands of Becky Painter, top of the key. Finds Sinyon on the right wing. Emily, top of the key to Jackson. 3.5 minutes for quarter number two. Litchfield hasn't scored in the quarter. On the block to Sinyon. Good position on the block. She puts it on the floor, doubled. Kicks out to Painter. Becky for three, missed it strong, and that goes over the backboard, and now it's stuck between the backboard and one of the crossbars. So they will have to retrieve either a long poking device or another basketball to get it out of there. You could shoot 100 basketballs and maybe do that once or twice. 3:16 for the first half, 13-6. Vandalia leads, and we're going to take a quick break while they get the basketball down from the backboard. We're back to Staunton in 20 seconds. Well, I think they thought about just leaving the ball up there and using another basketball, but one of the officials wasn't happy with the air pressure of that basketball. Now Troy Redfern is coming with the old floor mop, and there's no way that's going to be a long enough handle unless Troy's got some serious hops. Well, this could be worth the price of admission by itself if Troy can get this basketball down, although he's got Abby Scanzoni over there. Abby has a better chance of getting it down than our buddy Troy does. Let's see how this works out. All right, he's under the rim. He's got the broom. Oh, now a taller gentleman's coming over. That's going to work out okay. Got to figure out how to get this broom operational. So close. Oh, and there it is. The ball is down. You never know what you might see when you come to the gymnasium. And the ball has been extricated from the top of the backboard. I actually saw that just the other night. I guess it was Hillsborough-Nokomis boys action on Saturday. That happened. Haven't seen it all year. Now I've seen it twice in 3 days. Vandalia basketball as McKinney will bring it across the timeline. 3:10 for the first half. On the right wing with Bailey Stewart. Out front with Megan Kern. Left side of the key to Miller. On the left wing with McKinney. Finds Kern middle of the lane. Draws a crowd again. Kicks it down to Miller. Back to Kern. Finds Stewart on the curl at the foul line. Here's McKinney on the left wing. Right back to Kern. Draws a crowd. Turns. Faces, fires, too strong, and the rebound to Litchfield and Kara Pence. 13-6, Vandalia leads. Litchfield has not scored in the quarter after they led 6-5 after one. 2.5 minutes for the first half. Jackson finds Bowden, right block off the window, missed it, didn't get it high enough off the window, and the rebound down to Vandalia and Bailey Stewart. Stewart comes into the front court. McNary, top of the key. Right wing now to Stewart. Bailey, skip pass to McKinney. Quick trigger, three ball, pure for Caitlin McKinney. Her first bucket's a triple, and all of a sudden it's 16-6 Vandalia. 11-0 here in the quarter. 2:05 for the first half. Jackson works left side. In the corner it goes to Pence. Off to Painter. Becky Painter. Bounce pass and threw it away. 13th Litchfield turnover. Substitutions for the Vandals. Madison Hill in. Alicia Swain in. Also checking in, Gracie Pruitt, a 5'2 sophomore. She's into the ballgame for the first time tonight. An 11-0 run for Vandalia here in the quarter. They lead 16-6, 110 seconds for the first half. McKinney on the left wing to McNary. Back to McKinney, top of the key. On the wing, Pruitt just in, fires a long two, and she got it. Gracie Pruitt right off the bench and into the scoring book. She had both feet on the three-point line, so it's a long deuce. 18-6 Vandals, 90 seconds for the first half. Luttrell on the right wing, gets Pruitt in the air, finds Bowden in the heart of the lane, and Carly is fouled on the way up. She'll have free throws. Fourth foul on Vandalia. I think they're going to get Pruitt on the personal, they will. So Gracie's wasted a little time. She's got a bucket and a foul in about 25 seconds. Carly Bowden at the foul line. Toss good. Litchfield's first point of the quarter comes at the minute 27 mark. Ends a 13-0 scoring run. Second toss is short. Rebound, though, picked up by Pence. Tried to dump it down to Sinion. Tipped and stolen. Vandals have possession and an 18-7 lead. Here comes Hill. Stops, pops, and knocks from the foul line. No one picked up the basketball, and Madison gets the bucket. She has 4 points, 27 Vandalia. 65 seconds for the first half. Luttrell, middle of the lane to Bowden. Too strong off the window. Carly gets it back, kicks it out to Pence. Here's Jackson, 4-3. Carson, way too strong, and the rebound down to Madison Hill. 50 seconds, first half. Here comes Caitlin McKinney. Oh, she lost her footing on the right wing and will get the jump ball. Arrow will keep it with Vandy. 46.8 seconds for the first half. Winner gets Greenville Wednesday night. Comets the top seed in subsection LA at Hillsboro. Also the second-ranked team in Class 2A. A vandal at each corner of the lane for McKinney as she will lob it into Kern. Deflected away but picked up in the heart of the lane by Swain. On the right block, oh, they lob it to Kern. Blocked by Kara Pence. Good defense in there from Pence. And now it's tipped out by McNary. It'll stay with Litchfield. 36.7 seconds for the first half. Carson Jackson in the backcourt, being checked by Laney McNary. Jackson will work left side. Top of the key to Sinyon. High stack here for the Purple Panthers as Sinyon will leave it for Jackson. Goes through her hands, but she's able to corral it right at midcourt. Carson sprints back left side. Top of the key. Sinyon for three. Got it. Emily Sinyon buries the three ball. Litchfield's first field goal of the quarter. Makes it 20-10. Vandalia, 5 seconds for the half, and now we have a whistle and foul. Just the fifth team foul on Litchfield. So baseline out of bounds. Check that, sideline out of bounds with 3.7 for the first half. They'll get Carson Jackson on the personal. Stewart and Hill return for the Vandals. Pruitt and Swain out. There'll be a sideline throw-in about the volleyball spike line extended for Vandalia. They lead by 10, 3.7 for the half. They line everybody up at the foul line. In it goes to McKinney. McNary for three at the buzzer. She canned it. Laney McNary buries the triple at the horn as Litchfield gives up a wide open look. And after two quarters here in the 2A regional quarterfinal from Staunton High School, it is the Vandalia Vandals 23, the Litchfield Purple Panthers 10. We'll come back to Staunton High School in 30 seconds. Staunton and South Fork coming up next here on WUSMI FM 106. Online, of course, at WUSMIRadio.com. You can get all of our high school broadcasts and a podcast on the website as well. Litchfield gets the basketball first, down 13. Jackson, Luttrell, Fleming, Bowden, and Sinyon on the floor for Litchfield. Down the block to Bowden, tipped and stolen by Kern. 15th Litchfield turnover. Kern on the floor with McNary, McKinney, Stewart, and Miller. Here's a long two for Bailey Stewart, and she knocks it down off the right wing. She has seven as Vandalia has found their outside shot here late in the first half, and it continues here early in the third quarter. High post to Sinyon, back on the right wing to Fleming. Carson Jackson, middle of the lane, spins away, nowhere to go, lobs it over to Sinyon. Back to Jackson beyond the arc. Top of the key to Luttrell. 7 minutes, third quarter. Carson Jackson, top of the key to Greta Fleming. Fleming off on the wing to Luttrell. Litchfield beat Vandalia back in December in the regular season matchup at Vandalia, but it's all Vandals right now. Sinyon rejected by Kern, and it's going to be saved. What a save by McKinney as she went crashing into the stands, but then Vandalia turns it over. Right at midcourt, their ninth turnover. On the attack, Jackson, layup no good, and the rebound down to Vandalia. Litchfield has not had an answer for Megan Kern on the inside. She's been drawing a double team, just like she does there, and just again, she dumps it down to Miller off the window. It's good. Litchfield comes with a double. Kern says, all right, and she gets another assist. 27-10, Vandalia. Litchfield led this game 6-5 after the opening quarter. Jackson spinning at the elbow. Nice move, bad pass, tipped out by Vandalia. It'll stay with Litchfield. Becky Painter and Kara Pence will check in for the Panthers. Sinyon out, and Greta Fleming will sit. Baseline out of bounds. Wide open, Luttrell off the window. She got it. Vandalia lost sight of Lizzie, and she has her first bucket. Quickly into the front court come the Vandals. 6 minutes for the third quarter. Bailey Stewart, right side of the key to McKinney, down to Kern. She will turn, face, and draws the foul. I believe it'll be Kara Pence on the personal. It will be. That's her first, team's first of the half. And it will send Megan Kern, the 6'1 junior, to the foul line. Kern has not scored, but she has a number of assists as she's been double-teamed consistently. Free throw short. Many ways to affect the ball game without scoring. Megan will get her second toss. She lines it up and knocks it down. First point for Kern, 28-12. Vandalia, they set up full court pressure into Jackson, dribbles right into McKinney, then gets it away to Painter. Middle of the floor, threw it right to Vandalia's Bailey Stewart. Not sure where Becky was going with that basketball. Top of the key with Laney McNary on the wing, on the block now to Miller. She is double teamed and will get a jump ball. Arrow keeps it with Vandalia. 5:34 for the third quarter. All Vandals right now, they lead 28-12. On the baseline, Stewart will lob it to Kern. Too tall for Kern, but McNary tracks it down right at midcourt. McKinney, that pass is tipped and stolen, looking for Kern in the high post. Didn't have enough mustard on that pass, and Litchfield picks it off. Here's Luttrell. Leaves it back for Carson Jackson. The Lady Bulldogs get up. They will head down to the locker room. Get set for their quarterfinal date with South Fork. Painter, nice strong drive off the right side. Becky has her second field goal, 4 points tonight. And Vandalia right now doubling up the Purple Panthers, 28-14, 5 minutes, third quarter. Bailey Stewart off to McKinney, into the hands of Kern, out at the volleyball spike line. Miller now in the corner to McKinney. Top of the key, McNary. Three ball blocked by Jackson. Going to be saved by Stewart, but she's on the baseline, out of bounds. It'll be Litchfield ball. Nice job by Carson Jackson to get a piece of McNary's three-point try. Jackson gets it into Luttrell. Vandalia falls back into their man-to-man defense. Lizzie races into the front court. Off to Carson Jackson. Had trouble with the catch and turned it over. Number 17 on the night for the Panthers. Bailey Stewart leaves it back for McKinney. High post to Kern, finds Miller, kicks out to McNary. One dribble in the corner, it goes to Stewart. She'll fire the three ball, missed it, and that goes over the top of the backboard, and it will be Litchfield basketball. 4 minutes, 22 seconds for the third quarter. Substitution to the table for the Vandals, that will be Madison Hill. Checking in, a 5'9 sophomore, replacing Caitlin McKinney. Full court pressure for Vandy. Jackson gets it in to Kara Pence. Into the hands of Luttrell. Lizzie across the timeline. Bounce pass to Becky Painter on the right wing. Hand off to Jackson. Carson handles on the right wing. Working on McNary. Hands off to Pence. Into the hands of Luttrell. Down to Bowden. Threw her hands and turned over. Number 18 on the night. Here comes Bailey Stewart. On the right wing with Madison Hill. Hill brings it back across the head of the key. Lost the handle. Picked up by Luttrell, but then taken right back by Hill. McNary. Quick little step there into the left corner. Stewart's three, no good. Rebound tapped around. Picked up by Becky Painter for the Purple Panthers. She will head up the sideline. Runs into Hill. Now she bounces off, and she'll be fouled by McNary. First foul of the half on Vandalia. First personal on McNary. Substitutions for the Vandals. McKinney is back in along with Alicia Swain for Vandalia. Samantha Miller also on the floor with Bailey Stewart and Madison Hill. Here's Jackson. Leaves it for Becky Painter. Right side of the key. In the corner it goes to Greta Fleming, who's returned for Litchfield. She will lob it now to Pence. Tough catch for Kara off the window. It's good. Really good hands from Kara Pence there. She has four. That was not an easy catch. Then the soft touch. The lead is 12. Stewart for three. Got it all. Big answer for Bailey Stewart. Just when Litchfield looked like they might make a mini run, Stewart answers with a three ball, and the lead is back to 15. Fleming is trapped, and she traveled. 19th Litchfield turnover. 2:51, third quarter. First night of girls postseason play for 1A and 2A. Tomorrow night we are in Southwestern for regional semifinal action. Senya took a shot in the face as she's wearing that protective mask. She backed off. Now the three ball, top of the key from Hill. No, follows her shot. Follow, no. And the rebound down to Kara Pence. And Rob Corso wants a timeout. 2:28, third quarter. Vandalia leads Litchfield 31-16. You're listening to a 2A regional quarterfinal from Staunton on WSMI. Here comes Litchfield on the attack. No. And the rebound is going to be tied up as Madison Hill winds up on the ground with three Purple Panthers on her. And on the jump ball, it'll stay with Litchfield. Greta Fleming on the baseline. Into the hands of Latrell just outside the paint. She will dribble out beyond the three-point arc into the hands of Becky Painter. Painter works left side. She's going to pull up. Baseline, no, too strong. Offensive rebound. Fleming put back too strong, and the rebound down to Vandalia and Alicia Swain. Here's Stewart. She's open. 4-3. Got it again. Bailey Stewart, another three ball. She has 13, her third triple of the night. 34-16 Vandalia. Fleming threw it away. She was looking for Bowden. That was a tough pass. Turnover number 20 on Litchfield. Emily Sinyon back in, as is Kara Pence for Litchfield. Megan Kern and Landy McNary return for Vandalia. 99 seconds for quarter number three. Painter will come off the floor for Litchfield as Fleming back on the court. Litchfield sits back in their half-court 2-3 zone. McKinney into the hands of Madison Hill on the right wing to McNary. Feeds the post to Kern, deflected out by Litchfield. He'll stay with the Vandals. Sinyon still trying to get that mask situated after she took that inadvertent shot to the face. Playing with that mask to protect against the facial injury. And we have a moving screen on Vandalia. That will go down as their 11th turnover. Second team foul. And the personal is going to be whistled on Alicia Swain, her first. 80 seconds, third quarter. Carson Jackson across the timeline on the left wing to Sinyon. Bowden had post position, but Swain did a good job to get around and deflected away. 21st Litchfield turnover. Madison Hill drives baseline, counted, and the foul for Madison Hill. As she wound up behind the backboard off the right side, but she was able to angle it around and get it to go. Very nice finish. The foul on Sinyon, her first. Team's second. Free throw for Hill, good. Madison Hill with 7 points, all Vandalia since the opening quarter. Litchfield led 6-5 after one. The Vandals now lead 37-16 as we are into the final minute of the third quarter. Kara Pence into the hands of Sinyon, right side of the key. On the left wing to Jackson. Off to Greta Fleming, and she's fouled. Hill swiped at it, trying to get the basketball, obviously, but wound up with a lot of the wrist. Third team foul, first personal on Hill. Staunton and South Fork next here on FM 106. Into the hands of Carson Jackson. She caught that right on the big gray bulldog on the sideline here at Hillsboro, or at Staunton, excuse me. If there was a bulldog on the floor at Hillsboro, we would have a problem. Here's a three ball from Jackson. No, rebound down to Kern, ripped away by Pence, but Megan Kern was fouled. Kara Pence with her second foul, third team foul. Hillsboro will be in action tomorrow night at the Southwestern Regional. They have a buy-in of the semifinals. They get the winner between tonight's game of Gillespie and North Mac. Here's a three. McKinney left that short. Rebound down to Jackson. Carson Jackson with 15 seconds comes across the timeline. Carson Jackson in the right corner to Greta Fleming. Top of the key to Jackson with 8. On the left wing with Sinyon. Fleming, that's a double dribble. She picked up the bounce, was going to take the shot. It was cut off, so she put it on the floor again. The 22nd Litchfield turnover. 2.5 seconds for the third quarter. In the backcourt, Hill. Long pass to McNary. Lets it fly, and it's short. After three quarters, it is Vandalia 37, Litchfield 16. You're listening to the 2A Staunton Regional Quarterfinal on WSMI. Vandalia has the basketball to start the fourth quarter in control, leading 37-16. Bailey Stewart, another three ball. This one off the mark. Offensive rebound belongs to Miller. Her putback is no good. And the rebound down to Litchfield and Becky Painter. into the hands of Fleming on the right wing. Greta dribble drive and offensive. Yep, she used that off arm and created space. The 23rd Litchfield turnover. Second personal on Fleming. Fourth team foul on Litchfield. Vandalia outscored the Panthers 14-6 in the third quarter after outscoring them 18-4 in the second quarter. McKinney, check that. McNary left alone for three. Missed it. Rebound to Painter, and she is fouled by Bailey Stewart as Becky winds up on the ground. Fourth team foul. And Stewart got her money's worth on that one, her first personal. Staunton, South Fork next here on WSMI. Looks like it'll be Vandalia advancing to play Greenville on Wednesday. That'll be a 6 o'clock semifinal here at Staunton. Pence for three, missed it off the heel. Rebound belongs to Painter. Put back, no, but she's fouled. Nice second effort that time from Becky. Fifth team foul and the third personal foul on Samantha Miller. Painter tonight, 4 points. Now 3 of 3 at the foul line. Litchfield led 6-5 after one, and not much has gone right since. Second toss is no good. A lot of the iron fell off. Even in that first quarter, they led by one, but they had a bunch of sloppy turnovers. Now a steal by Latrell. She will leave it off for Painter. Down on the block to Fleming. Off the window, left it short. Greta gets it back, winds up on the floor. It's out of bounds off of Vandalia. 6:48 for the ball game. A 20-point Vandal lead. Fleming will throw it in. Off to Latrell on the right baseline. Lizzie, and what do we have? A whistle and foul. It is going on Vandalia. Their sixth team foul. Second personal on Bailey Stewart. Fleming on the baseline. Gets it in underneath to Bowden. Deflect it out. It'll stay with Litchfield. They'll come across the other side of the lane and throw it in once again. 6:44 to play. This 2A regional quarterfinal here at Staunton. They lob into Latrell. Right back to Fleming, the inbounder. Stripped on the way up, and they'll get a foul. Seventh team foul on Vandalia. That puts them over the limit in free throws for Greta Fleming. Third personal on Bailey Stewart. Fleming 2 points tonight. Her first trip to the foul line. Toss is short, and the rebound down to Vandalia in the hands of Miller. Leaves it for Stewart. Off to McNary, and Laney is fouled. Fifth team foul on Litchfield. They'll get the third personal on Greta Fleming. 23 Litchfield turnovers. They have just 17 points. Vandalia's taken much care, better care of the basketball since that opening quarter. And just as I say that, they throw it away. Kern was looking for the tough diagonal pass down to Miller underneath the hoop. 13th Vandal turnover. Now Vandalia showing a little bit of full court pressure. Into Pence, right back to Painter. She will race into the front court. Bounce pass across the boat and off the window. Oh, she missed it. And on the rebound, a foul on Litchfield. Panthers did everything right on that press break except finish. Team foul number 6, the fourth personal on Greta Fleming. 37-17, Vandalia leads with the basketball. 6:15 for the ball game. McKinney pulls up for a deep three, missed it, saved by Stewart, but no, she was on the baseline. It'll go over to Litchfield with 6:10 to play. Greta Fleming gets it into Becky Painter. Up the sideline, cut off, spins back middle, pass to midcourt to Greta Fleming. Fleming turns the corner, onto the right baseline she goes, now in the corner to Painter. McNary wound up on the floor, that took Painter down, the ball is jarred loose, picked up by Stewart, now stolen away by Kiara Pence, and Stewart is hurt. Stewart is down, and she is holding her right leg. She wears a knee brace on that right knee, and she went down in a heap quickly, and she is writhing in pain right now. 5:50 for the ball game. 37-17, Vandalia leads. Bailey Stewart down on the floor right now. We'll step aside. We'll come back to Staunton following these messages. Well, the game resumes. Bailey Stewart being tended to over on the Vandalia bench now, and she appears to have sustained a pretty serious right knee injury. Litchfield has the ball. Painter on the baseline missed it. Rebound weak side to Bowden. Kicks to Fleming. Greta floats it up and in. High off the window for Greta Fleming. She has 4 points, and it's 37-19. Handling is Madison Hill, and turned over. Nope, deflected out by Painter. It'll stay with Vandalia. 5:17 for the ball game. It'll be Vandal ball right in front of their own bench. In it goes to Caitlin McKinney. McKinney between the circles. Thought about the three, off to McNary it goes. Staunton and South Fork coming up next here on FM 106. Into the hands of Kern, gives it off to McNary. Madison Hill now will bounce between the circles, keeps the dribble alive, right wing, high post feed to Kern. Left wing to McNary, one dribble, pulls up, wild shot, missed it. Rebound down to Kara Pence. Here comes Jackson, Carson, lobs it down, Fleming off the window, it's good. Greta Fleming with six, and timeout. 4:39 for the ball game, 37-21 Vandalia. Back to Staunton in just a moment. 4:39 for the ball game. Vandalia leading Litchfield 37-21. All the concern right now for Vandalia, though, is Bailey Stewart. She has a nice bag on that right knee. Her reaction was not a good one in terms of hoping that that's not too serious. She was in a lot of pain immediately and already had a knee brace on that knee. Not a heavy knee brace, but a brace nonetheless. Out front with McNary at the foul line, cut off. Leaves it off for Madison Hill. Into the hands of McKinney now, in a block on Litchfield. That's on Greta Fleming. That is her fifth, and she has fouled out. The 5'8 senior has fouled out. And what will be her final ball game most likely here tonight? She'll foul out with 6 points. Emily Sinyon returns, as does Leslie Luttrell. 4:05 for this regional quarterfinal. And at the free throw line, Caitlin McKinney. Free throw, good. Staunton South Fork up next here on FM 106. Winner of that game gets Alton Marquette Wednesday night. Greenville gets the winner of this game, which appears to be the Vandalia Vandals, as the second free throw is good for McKinney. She has five. 39-21, halfway through the fourth quarter. Postseason time, nothing better. Down to Becky Painter. She is double-teamed down there, and it'll be off of Vandalia. Stay with Litchfield. Vandals really shot well after that first quarter. Hit three triples in the second quarter, two more in the third quarter. Unfortunately, a lot of that was from Bailey Stewart, and she is out now with a right knee injury. Litchfield turns it over. They're 25th, and then Painter takes it right back and then throws it away. That is about the fifth time that has happened tonight where Litchfield has gotten a turnover and then thrown it away on the first pass. McKinney gets past the Litchfield pressure all the way down and fouled by Painter. Third personal on Painter. And two free throws for Caitlin McKinney. .336 for the ball game. McKinney's toss is no good. Hit a lot of the iron, but rolled out. She's now 2 of 3 from the foul line. Has 5 points. The 5'6 senior. Toss. Good. Six for McKinney. Vandalia is going to win their eighth ball game of the year. They will beat Litchfield here in the regional after losing to them in regular season play back in early December. Luttrell on the left wing, down to Sinyon. Draws a crowd, kicks back to Lizzie. Top of the key to Becky Painter. On the right wing with Carson Jackson. Dangerous pass to Luttrell, and she's tripped by Samantha Miller. Bonus free throws for Litchfield. That's the fourth on Miller. Bailey Stewart still sitting on the far side as they've gone and retrieved her things from the locker room. Free throw for Lizzie is good. Three for Luttrell. Second toss, good. Four for Lizzie, 40-23 Vandalia. The Vandals throw it away on the inbounds. Their 16th turnover. Here's Jackson for three, air ball. Out of bounds, over to Vandalia. Here comes Caitlin McKinney. She's going to pull up right in front of the arc. Now does not fire. Leaves it off for McNary. Into the hands of Madison Hill. Madison spins away from trouble. Now attacks, and she's fouled by Lizzie Luttrell. Second on Lizzie. With 2:49 to play in the ball game, that is the ninth team foul. Free throw is good for Hill. Madison has 8 points. No field goals for Vandalia in the quarter. They are 4 of 5 from the foul line. Second toss, good. Nice reward for winning this game. You get the powerful Greenville Comets on Wednesday, the second-ranked team in 2A. Only one loss on the year. Hillsborough had to set a school record in threes that night to beat them. Shot off the mark for Litchfield. Here comes McNary into the front court. Potential for quite the sectional at Hillsborough next week. If there were no upsets, which it's the postseason, so there probably will be, but Plains versus Hillsborough, Greenville versus Porter, if all the seeds held, that would be the sectional at Hillsborough. As we've learned over a long period of time, though, in the postseason, you never can assume anything. Hillsborough will have a tough time with that Southwestern regional as Hill on the attack, uses the left hand, goes down. She has 11. Hillsborough will have to most likely beat two conference opponents, and one of them, if they get to the regional final, will be a 20-win team. They beat Carlinville by 1 point in the regular year, then survived a scare from Southwestern just on Thursday. That was the game that clinched the outright conference championship. On the attack, McKinney. And if they face Gillespie, if Gillespie gets past North Mac tonight and Hillsborough plays Gillespie, they handled them easily in the T-Tote shootout back in early December, but then the Miners went into Hillsborough and played them to a 5-point game just a few weeks ago. Free throw for McKinney is off the mark, no good. So nothing is guaranteed for the Toppers in postseason play. Southwestern is a tough, tough venue. 91 seconds for the ball game. McCall Wharton is checked in, a 5'10 senior. Also, Carly Ginn, a 5'7 freshman, is into the action. That second free throw is off the mark for McKinney. Here's Ginn for three. Missed it. She gets her own rebound. Then is poked away and to the floor. And what do we have? Jump ball. Arrow to Litchfield. A minute 19 for the ball game. Staunton and South Fork coming up next here on FM 106, streaming online at WSMIRadio.com. The Lady Bulldogs set a school record for wins this year. In the heart of the lane, Wharton off the window, it's good, and McCall will have a chance for the old-fashioned three-point play, the 5'10 senior. And what will be her final high school game? It's 44-25 Vandalia. Litchfield led 6-5 after one, and it's been all Vandal since. Sydney Miller will check in, a 5'5 freshman for Vandy. And Gracie Pruitt back on the floor, 5'2 sophomore. Wharton with the free throw. Good. McCall with a three-point play. Makes it 44-26. Clock running 70 seconds for the ball game. Madison Hill handles on the left wing. Litchfield's gone man-to-man here. Out front with Emma Warner, 5'4 senior, and she is called for steps. That'll be the 17th turnover on Vandalia. Litchfield turned it over 26 times tonight. Carson Jackson will bring it into the front court. Carson will be back next year for her senior season into the hands of Becky Painter. She's just a sophomore. Down to the block to Bowden. Off the window, it's good for Carly. Her first field goal, she has 3 points. As Bowden's just a junior as well. Lexi Worley's into the action for the Vandals. 5'9 freshman. Half a minute for this regional quarterfinal. Emma Warner drives the baseline under the rim. She goes, gets it off to Hill, partially deflected high off the window. Now it's picked up by Madison, and she lays it up and in. Madison Hill with 13 points for the Vandals. Ties the team lead with Bailey Stewart, who was injured in the second half. She's still sitting over on that Vandal bench, an ice pack on her right knee. She was down in a lot of pain. 2 seconds to the ball game, and that's the final. The Vandalia Vandals beat the Litchfield Purple Panthers 46-28, and Vandalia will play top-seeded Greenville in the regional semifinal Wednesday night, 6 o'clock, here at Staunton High School. 46-28 the final. Vandalia ends Litchfield season. We'll come back to Staunton High School following these messages on WSMI. Vandalia advances into the regional semifinal where they will get the Greenville Comets in the first semifinal Wednesday night, 6 o'clock. Here at Staunton High School, the Vandals beat Litchfield 46-28. Litchfield led 6-5 after one, and then this game turned on a dime. Vandalia outscored the Panthers 18-4 in the second quarter, 14-6 in the third quarter, so it was 37-16 after three. Panthers actually outscored the Vandals 12-9 in that fourth quarter, 46-28. Is the final. The concern for Vandalia, though, is Bailey Stewart, as she was injured late in that third quarter with a right knee injury. She was down on the floor for a long period of time, and then she sat on the Vandal bench the remainder of the game with an ice pack on that right knee. It certainly didn't look good. We're clearly not going to speculate about what happened to Bailey Stewart, but it did not look like anything positive for Stewart here tonight. And she was having a real good ball game. She had 13 points through three quarters of play. She winds up tied with Madison Hill for the team lead tonight with those 13 points. 8 points for Samantha Miller. 6 points for Caitlin McKinney. 3 points for Lainey McNary. 2 points for Gracie Pruitt. 1 point for Megan Kern. Vandals were 9-14 from the free throw line, and I had them for 17 turnovers. Tonight, with the win, Vandalia improves to 8-24 on the year. Litchfield season comes to a close at 7-20, as they did not have anybody reach double figures here tonight. Greta Fleming finished with 6 points. She fouled out. 5 points for Becky Painter. 4 points for Kara Pence. 4 points for Lizzie Luttrell. And then 3 points apiece for McCall Wharton, Carly Bowden, and Emily Sinion. Panthers were 7 of 10 from the free throw line, but the turnovers were the problem here tonight as Litchfield committed 26 turnovers, 14 of them in the first half, and there was a lot of sloppy turnovers for Litchfield tonight. There was a number of times where the Panthers got a turnover from Vandalia, tried to move up the floor to get transition opportunities, and in their first pass went right out of bounds. So Litchfield, 26 turnovers tonight, and they see their season come to a close at 7-20 as they fall to the Vandalia Vandals, 46-28. So Litchfield will say goodbye to seniors Greta Fleming, Lizzie Luttrell, and McCall Wharton. They have played their final game in the purple and black for Litchfield. We'll take a break. We'll come back to Staunton High School in this Class 2A regional quarterfinal night on WSMI.